said instead of complaining all day, my sister and me need to write down praises to God.
That sounds like a great idea. I think I'll do that too. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. You know, when it starts raining outside and gets super cloudy, I get sort of grumpy, and then I forget about all the good things that God has done for me. You know, in times like that, I'm not always a fun person to be around. But you know, recently I decided to stop complaining and start praising God for all the good things in my life. Things like yummy food, a house to keep me warm and safe, and my good friends. Whenever I do this, it helps me get out of my bad mood, and it's just like Psalm 150 says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Our story for today is called The Praise Day. "What's all the racket about?" Mom came out of her office and stood in the doorway of the living room. "You two have done nothing but fight and complain all afternoon." Asher and Olivia glared at each other silently. "Praise the Lord!" Mom suddenly shouted. Asher and Olivia jumped in surprise. Mom smiled as the kids looked at her curiously. "You were yelling and complaining in loud voices, so I thought I'd praise the Lord in an equally loud voice." She raised her voice again. "I'm thankful for all the rain, aren't you? It's been so dry lately."
"But Mom, when it rains, there's nothing to do," Asher said.
"I have an idea." Mom went into her office and came back with paper and pencils. "Why don't you make a praise list by writing down all the wonderful things God has done for us? Let's have a praise day instead of a complaining day. Now, I have some work to finish up, but you can show me your lists before dinner tonight." Asher sighed as Mom went back into her office and shut the door. After a moment, he wrote, "God helped me not miss the bus after school." Olivia took a sheet of paper and wrote, "God gives us food every day." After working a little while, Asher said, "Hey, let's tape our pages together to make one long sheet. Let's see how long of a list we can make." The list was still growing when Dad got home. "How was your day?" Mom asked him as she pulled a chicken pot pie out of the oven. "Terrible," he said. "First, the rain got my clothes all wet, and then, praise the Lord!" Asher shouted. Dad looked startled and Asher grinned. "Mom says this should be a praise day." He held up the list for his father to see. "Come on, Dad," said Olivia. "Praise the Lord for something. We'll add it to our list." Dad grinned. "I praise the Lord for creating your mom," he said. "I love her and she teaches us to count our blessings and blesses us with good food for dinner." Mom smiled. "And I praise Jesus for the best thing of all, dying on the cross for our sins." Well, how about you? Do you complain when things don't go your way? Sometimes difficult things happen that you need to talk about with someone, but there's a big difference between sharing struggles and complaining about every little thing you don't like. Instead of complaining, think about all the good things God has blessed you with and the people He's put in your life. And most importantly, how He's given you eternal life through Jesus. Our key verse is Hebrews 13:15.
"Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, giving thanks to His name."
And our key thought, praise instead of complaining.
I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.